Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol niyeh bidvaro. Let's turn back with Siyata Deshmaya once again to the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. We find Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha sharing with us the following. Ve'ela Mishpatim, let's go first to the starting Dibra Maskel. Zokt Rashi, Komok Mishnah Mar'ela, Pasol Es Rishonim. But Ve'ela, with the prefix of the Vav Achibur is Mamela Mosef Al Rishonim, to tell us what? The Amar Rishonim is Sinai, Afa'ela Misinai. Just as the Assessed Ibris, everything learned until this point in time is given at Sinai, so too, these were given at Sinai. Continues Rashi. Again, we have clearly the Vav Achibur highlighting the juxtaposition of the opening psukim in this week's parsha to the concluding ones of the previous one. But we have in other gersos, in parentheses or in brackets, Hamizbeach, Sformacher Hamizbeach, to tell you that what? The Sanhedrin has to be by the Beis HaMikdosh. Now really, the last thing we read about was Lo Salav Amalos Al Mizbechi, Lo Sigol Aras Cholav. We were talking about the Mizbeach. So L'chaira, we can understand the Gersim Mizbeach. But Ella what? The Nekud is the Sanhedrin should be by the Beis HaMikdosh, Lishka Sagosis, right by the Beis HaMikdosh, but Sformacher in the Mizbeach. So let's start first with the Ramesha Fine. Not in the classic work Drash Moshe penned by Ramosha himself, but rather in the newly reprinted Koram. It came out years ago as a 3-volume set, written by Rafishalis, the Menahel of MTJ of Tiferes Yerushalayim. And now in Tovshinai and Hay last year, it was reprinted as a 2-volume set. And they redid the typeset, a beautiful job, Sefer Koram, Shiurim, that were delivered by Ramosha Zatzal in MTJ. So here Ramosha is bothered, what's the machlokes regarding the Gir Satolion? Whether or not your goreis at the Sanhedrin sat by the Beis HaMikdosh, or whether they sat by the Mizbeach, what would be the Nekudas HaMachlokes, the point of dispute? Explains Ramosha beautifully. If you're just learning that the Sanhedrin should be by the Beis HaMikdosh, so then what does it take to become a member of the Sanhedrin? If you want to be a Dayan, what requirements are there? Let's go back to Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chafalev. And then we read that Ramosha was to select Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Yemes, Soni. So what do you see that you need a lot of milas? You need to be an Ish Chayil, a Yirei Hashem, an Ish Emes, a Soni Betza, but you don't need Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is not a prerequisite to being a Dayan. You have to fulfill all the aforementioned criteria, but you don't need to have Mesiris Nefesh. And Meila, once we have the Lima that you have to be by the base of Mikdosh, that means you have to be by a Makama Kedusha. Who is Shaykh to be by a Makama Kedusha? Someone who fits the bill, and he's part of Anshei Chayil, Yerulokim, Anshei Emes, Soni Betzo. If you are in proximity to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Makor of all the Kedusha, then Mamele you'll have these Milas, but you won't necessarily embody that the Milam Yuchedis of Mesiris Nefesh. So that would be the Girsa by the Beis HaMikdosh, according to the Mandiyamar. Then Rashi brings that the Dayanim need to be Bedavka Itzal HaMizbeach. That means it's not enough both in Klali to be in proximity to the Makom HaMikdosh, the Shorash of Kedusha, but within the context of being close to the Mikdosh, you have to Bedavka be close to the Mizbeach. What would Nakuda, would that be Magish? That would drive home the emphatic point that it doesn't suffice to be next to Kedusha within the context of proximity to Kedusha. In addition to that, you need to be Bedavka near the Mizbeach, which is the Makom HaMesiris Nefesh. The Ramban in the beginning of Ayikra, every korban, it's as if what, I should be doing this to me? I should be Makrivis Atzmi Al Gabi HaMizbeach Bimkom Atzmi, I'm going to substitute an animal in my stead. But that means what? This is Mesamel, the Mokom that symbolizes Mesiris Nefesh. That's a Koh Kodosh Shalom Kalim Tzuan Hashem Keilu V'Altzvichim Tomer L'Shtad Al-Agiyah L'Madrig Azuzok Damayshe. The one who says Mizbeach says it's not enough to be near Kedusha, you have to be Davka, be near the Mizbeach. You want to be a Dayan, you have to know Mesiris Nefesh, you have to be willing to give up your time, energy, and to be Mosa Nefesh Pshuto Kemashmo. And that is nichlo than the criteria of what it means to be a Dayan, befrat to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Zakta Moshe, that's what the Gersos are arguing about. Now, if you take a look at the Masada of Kok, Shvel, Perush, and Rashi, He has Mizbeach appearing in brackets, and in footnote number 3 says the Maral, when the Maral in his Gorei is Matek Rashi, the Maral actually has a Mizbeach, and the Tzeda Lederach, one of the well-known Mefarshei Rashi, says that Milas HaMikdash is a toast, Sofer and Bedavka should be Mizbeach, and that's where the Eivishter has Eile Mishpatim Davka on the heels of what? Of talking about the Mizbeach at the end of Parshas Yisro, and Melo the Iker HaKpod is Mizbeach, that means to be a Dayan, you have to be someone who is willing to be Moser Nefesh at all. And that's one shtickle. But now let's discuss Ramesh's opening shtickle, Parshas Mishmatim, because we often read these Rashis as three separate inyanim. Dahino number one is Eilas Pasoth Rishonim Veilas Mosif, Ma'ilim Misinai, Afeilim Misinai. Alima number two, Lamanis Machat, to tell you the Sanhedrin has to be by the base of Mikdash and or the Mizbeach. Lesson number 3. Zakt Rashi Yashir Tosin Lefneim Amalok Kodesh Ruchel Amayshe Lo Sal Al Dait Chalom Arashin Alem Aperek Valoch Abayzik Mepo Mach Dei Shtur Befiim Kemish Nosa Veini Machu Yechatz Mil Havinim Tami Adover Pirush Lekach Neymar Asher Tosin Lefneim Zakt Rashi Kishuchanor Chamuch Olachol Lefnei Adov. I want this to be set and arranged with all the Tami Amitzes. Give them over the Amkus, the profundity, and make it both in Mesudar Tfei. Make sure it's clear, it's Bor, it's Muchlat. I want to be well presented with all the Tamei Mitzvahs included. So we have three separate inyanim the Rashi's relating based on Chazal at the beginning of the parasha. Zokta Moshe Feinstein in Drash Moshe in Korah. And now clearly we know that these are lessons to the Dayanim. Rashi already tells us, Levineim, we're talking really in front of the Dayanim in the Perish Smadar. Akadmon on Rashi writes the Perish Smadar, even though Rashi's not learning like the Ramban, and that it's from the word Lefneim, he says it's from the context. V'nikra Balabayas Elokim. We have mention of Dayanim in this week's Parsha talking about how Elokim Dayanim are referred to as Elohim, and that they also have koiches to go in and carry out the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamela, we see that so many of the instructions in the context of the Parsha addressing the Dayanim, we have guidelines now for Dayanim. Zokta Moshe. These three Rashi's are really all telling us what is necessary to be a Dayan. Dahainu. We have number one, Ma'ilu Misinai Afeilu Misinai. If you want to be a Dayan, you want to be a Mora Haro, you want to Paskin Alochas. Number one requirement is you have to know that Ma'ilu Misinai Afeilu Misinai, the famous Bartanura at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Kasaka Daita, who might entertain the Havamina, that Pirkei Avos, well, we have Dale Carnegie for the Goyim, we have Wayne Dyer, we have all these wonderful Balei Musar for the Goyim. So you might think that Chazal, Chalila Machas, or Machadish, these Inyonim, these Deus, Pirkei Avos, Midaitom, Adanavshim, you might think that they were Machavi, Midaitom, Adanavshim, Kamash Malon, Moshe Kivatur, Messine, Mesorli, Yeshua, Zakhtabar, Tanur, Zakhtagra, Kamash Malon, that even though these are things that theoretically a person could be Machadish on his own Das, because the Dvoramus Skolim, the things that our own intellect can go ahead and come up with, Kamash Malon, no, it all comes from Sinai. The Chukim, Bas V'cholav, Shatanes, V'chadayma, that's a move in Me'ilav, axiomatic that it comes from the Eibushtor. But you might think that Mishpatim, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinav, Kibin Avayim, things that are on intellect would have demanded, Kasakadaitach, that it didn't come from Sinai. Kamash Malon, Eilav, Mishpatim, Me'ilav, Misinai, Afeilav, Misinai. It's the same context as the Aser Sedibris. Everything that comes down, even those that are Mugdar, as Mishpatim, the Hainu, my own Seicha, would tell me to do such a thing. Lu Yitzu, I didn't even have a Torah, Kamash Malon. They're also Nichlami Sinai. Memela, let's go to the Gemara Chagiga at the bottom of Yigirma Man Aleph. Amrav Abi, that Ein Moser and Torah Lovei Kochavim, Shinamar, let's go to Kuf Mem Zayin and Tehillim, we say it every day. O Mishpatim Ba Yedom, the Hainu, Mishpatim, what do you mean that Mishpatim Ba Yedom? The Goyim don't know Mishpatim, they also know you can't murder and you can't steal. What Chulei Teretz is, you can't teach them our Mishpatim are not like theirs, they're not things that are orchestrated from the Dait and the Nafshei of people through their own intellect, their own Seichel. Ours come from Sinai, it's Dafka Parshas Mishpatim, who we encounter. We witness that prefix of the Vav Achibra, Ma'ilu Misinai, Afeilu Misinai, our Mishpatim or a Chelek of the Aser Sedibris, a Chelek of Matan Torah, and a Dayan has to know, don't try to be Machadish, your own Inyanim, your own Mishpatim. First thing you have to know to be a Dayan, to be more Ra'ach, Zakta Moshe, is you have to know this lesson, that everything you're telling, the people, the litigants, it's all coming Misinai, and not the Machadish, your own Gedder of the Mishpat, it's all traced back to Sinai, that's number one. Number two, then Rashi goes on to say, that the Makom of the Sanhedrin, when you're dying, whether you're a member of the Sanhedrin or whether you're a Dayan Me'ain, one of the Anshei HaSanhedrin, you have to be next to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't always be practically next to the Beis HaMikdash. Not all Dayan will be next to the Beis HaMikdash at the Moshe, but you always have to view yourself as if you're next to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it comes down to. You always have to view Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel, that I'm with the Ribbono Shalom, the Hainu Amayda the Beis HaMikdash, the Shorash of Kedusha. The second you don't think that the Eibishter is right here with you every moment, Gemara Brachos, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Menayan, Shafilu Echot Sheyoshev Osik B'Torah Sheshchini Imo Shenim Rachomakim Rachomakim Asher Asker Shmi Yavo Lech Raticha. Aye, but what about two people? We have a Dayanim then. Shrein Nichtav Miliyad B'Seves Echoynes. I'm honored. There's an extra aspect of having two people here. But if Rada based in a three, the Shechina is writing with you. It's writing everything down. You have to know that the Shechina is here with you. I practically. Physically, you're not in proximity to the Beis HaMikdash. Zokta Sam Sefer and Toris Moshe, Parshas Lech Lecha. A person is wherever his das is, wherever his machshava is. Lot leaves Sodom, but his machshava is still in Sodom. Then he still considers if he's in Sodom. Avraham Avinu has to leave Eretz Yisrael, but his das constantly is leaving Mizrach. That's where I am. That's where my heart is. Your heart is in Eretz Yisrael. It's better to live in Chutz Lart, to live in Farakwi with a heart in Eretz Yisrael, than it is to live in Eretz Yisrael with your heart in the five towns. Now, where do you want to be? You want to live in the Waldorf Astoria in Eretz Yisrael? You're now living in Eretz Yisrael. But you want to live in Farakwi, and you're thinking always Eretz Yisrael. That's the Koveya. Wherever you are, Zakta Moshe, you have to be thinking, I'm with the Eibishter in the Beis HaMikdash every single second that I don. And number three is, the third point, you have to give it over to Shulchan Aruch. It's not enough to say, I'm going to go out and know the Mishpat. I'm going to be a Dayan. I'm going to learn the Torah. If you want to give Nachas Ruch to the Bari Olam, then it's with the condition, the stipulation, that you want to produce other Gedolei Yisrael, other Dayanim. You have to give over with the Tamei HaMitzvos, because Shulchan Aruch Lefneihem. It's not enough if you keep it to yourself. You have to give it over to others. Zakta Meisha, these aren't three separate Limudim. There are three criteria defining what it means to be a Dayan. Number one is, you have to know if you're issuing mishpat or giving any psak halacha, the first thing you have to know is, this comes from Sinai. It's a chelek be'etzem of Torah Sinai, and it's not something that dayanim ha-macharish from their own das. Number two is, you have to know that wherever you are, wherever you're paskening, you have to know that your mamish in the makom megas shenach tal kodesh baruch hu. And adds to Moshe Feinstein, number three is, if you really want to be an emes tekadayin, you have to be able to produce future dayanim. You have to give it over, all your information, give it over to the next door, to the Taminim, and Mita Taminim Harbe, give it over to produce the future generation of Dayanim, and only then can you be an Emes Tekadayin. Zokta Moshe, with this will close, a beautiful Smach LeDvarav, Zokta Moshe, the Gemara State, in the end of Ksuvas, Kuftal and Amin Aleph. Amar Rav Elazar, B'shasha Tzadik Nifter Min Ailam Sholosh Kita Shemlach Yisharis Yotzus Nekroso. Three groups of God's angels of the celestial court come out to greet the Tzadik. Achas Emeres Lo Bo B'Sholom, Achas Emeres Holech Nichov, Achas Emeres Lo Yovu Sholom Yenucho Amishke Vaisav. Three in Yonim, Zakta Moshe. Why three Kita, three in Yonim, Zakta Moshe? Efshar, it's Zelu Mazetz, Mamish Keneged, these three things. Bo B'Sholom means what? I'm learning B'Shleimus, that means all my Torah is B'Shleimus, that's all going back to Sinai. It all is connected, I'm not starting a new Torah, it's all Bo B'Sholom with the Shleimus of the Torah. Someone is learning, and all the Torah that he learns and gives over is all part of the same shleimus of one matan Torah that was given at Sinai. That's Boba Sholom. Lex this Holech Necho. That means he cares about the person opposite him. He's interested in producing future leaders, future Dayanim. And number three is Yavo Sholom. Hashem's name is Sholom. Yavo Sholom Yanucha Mishkleisav. If you spent your life always connecting to the Eibishter wherever you were by geographically, but it was always there with the Eibishter who was called Sholom, then Yavo Shalom Hashem Yisroch can come to you now in Gan Eden and say, Mina Kenegamina, if you always brought yourself close to me, then now when I bring you up to Gan Eden, I'm going to come, Yanucha Meshkevoisim, and I'm going to be close to you, Mina Kenegamina. Three Keto, three Milas, that's all coming down to the three prerequisites to the Moshe and the Korah, what it means to be Yadayin, we should be Zoichem, and to be Makayim, all these three in Yanim, to be Matzliach in learning the Torah Bishle Musa, the way he was given at Sinai, that the Gaim have no Shaychis to Mishmotim Ayedom, a Mosin Torah, the memory from Ami, Chagigi Gimam and Alfish Mizaych to give Nachasur to Boriolam. Reminder tonight, Ramati Numagur, Shalita back here in the base Rosh Seches Megillah, 8:15 to 9 o'clock tonight, followed by the Ale Shor Chabura here in the base Rosh 9 o'clock to 9:30. Chesed Avram. a reception, parlor meeting at the home of Alex and Mr. and Mrs. Alex Edelman. Wishing everyone brachah and hatzlacha and a good tenacht. Yosher koyach. Kaddish, please. Yeah. And a good chodesh.
Amen. Amen.